We ready to go? Has it been recording the whole time?
Yep.
I guess we ready to go, yo.
All right.
Let me get my iced tea popped.
Yo, 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 welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Time Out Show. This is the premiere. Today, we got the homie, Marvelous Mav.
Yo, yo, we out here, number one draft pick, you heard?
And, you know, it's me, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. And we are missing two pieces to the puzzle, Julio and Lex.
Yeah, Lex been hiding ever since Peyton took that whipping from Tom Brady. We ain't gonna say nothing about that.
And, you know, Julio, he missing because the Jets and the Knicks got a combined winning total of, what's it like, six and...
I don't even know. If you take the Knicks record and put it with the Jets, they still wouldn't make the playoffs. That's all I know.
Ooh! It's like 6-30 or something like that. Oh man, he just—they
ain't here to defend himself. They cool. It's not like the Jets or the Knicks used to playing defense, anyways.
But yeah, man, this is show one. We're trying to get everything pop and get it together. So it's gonna be mostly sports and entertainment. We're gonna throw some entertainment in there too.
Yes, so, sir. Yeah, we did a couple episodes, took some time off, got some things together, but we back. We're going to give you guys one episode a week, you know what I'm saying? Keep things entertaining, you know what I mean? Bring you the sports for our people, because when you turn on ESPN, every anchor is like 45, no disrespect. They're real good at their job, but you know what I'm saying? We got to bring the sports news and the entertainment for our demographic.
Yes, sir. So, I guess we're going to pop it off with RIP to Earl Hayes.
Yeah, rest in peace to Earl Hayes. That happened earlier this morning, right? Earlier this today?
Yeah.
You know, it's a real sad situation. That was Mayweather's close friend. It was a murder suicide with the young lady, his wife. I guess he got tired of infidelity and all that. So, you know, the tough part about it, man, he said they're saying that he was on FaceTime with Mayweather right before it happened.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a little bit of wild. And, you know, one thing I don't like is TMZ, man. They be doing too much. So I seen a link they put out a little while ago talking about, oh, Mayweather told him he was weak for not leaving her and he might have pushed him to commit the murder, suicide, and everything. And
what?
TMZ just got no remorse for, you know what I mean? They just want them clicks.
Yeah.
That's a strong accusation to throw on somebody.
Yep. And I heard, you heard the Trey Songz accusation?
Yeah.
Man, that's
you gotta
crazy.
Be careful, man. These R&B singers, bro. These light-skinned brothers, you gotta be careful.
Yeah,
my
you gotta
light
watch.
Skins.
My fellow light. You gotta watch them at all times, man.
Yeah, but even that, man, they shouldn't put stuff like that out, even if it was Trey Songz. Like, again, that's strong accusations to throw on somebody. But I did see that he tweeted, rest in peace, baby girl, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So I guess they was close, but either way, like, to put that out there and throw that evil on somebody, man, that's kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I heard 50 Cent was kind of pushing that hard, too.
Yeah, but I did see he put an Instagram post talking about, you know, his condolences to Floyd, even though they fight all the time. That's his little brother. And, you know, it's a tough situation because 50 knew they was close. And I guess Earl Hayes, they said he had worked close with, like, Dr. Dre before with Timbaland. And then 50 Cent and Mayweather found him together. So that's kind of tough, yeah.
You know what I didn't like about 50 Cent's post, though?
What up?
He put that a hashtag SMS audio and stuff on there. Why you put that on there, man? This dude, man. Like, yeah, let me get this condolence out, but yo, let me promote too.
Yeah. Nah, that is a little bit crazy, man. But yeah, there's been rumors that SMS is looking to do a deal with Microsoft or whatever. So he's trying to chase that Dr. Dre check. But yeah, that was not the right place for that hashtag. He could have left that one out.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You don't know what. I couldn't imagine being in entertainment. You don't know what's real.
Yeah, nah, word up. And that song. Yeah, that Hollywood stuff, bro. You can't go by that. But yeah, man, along with the rest in peace, Earl Hayes, I want to say rest in peace to Maya Nelson. Hopefully I'm pronouncing her name right. It's a cancer patient that John Wall had met about a year ago. They became friends, and she was fighting cancer. Her wish was to meet Nicki Minaj, and through John Wall's celebrity status, he had made that possible. So last night after the game, they beat Celtics in double overtime. He dropped 26 points, 17 assists. And when being interviewed about it, he just broke down right in front of the cameras. And, you know, he was being real sincere about the situation and, you know, said that that was his close friend. So, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to her and salute John Wall for you know, doing his thing out there and really reaching out to the people and helping somebody's dream come true.
Yeah, that was sad, man. I seen that. I was like, dang. That happened to another player's He was friend with, who was it? It was another NBA player.
Yeah.
And she had died.
Yeah, it's tough because a lot of times it starts by like, they do it for like PR reasons or something like that. You know what I mean? They go out or they just have to do it as far as like being on their team or NBA contract. They have to do a certain amount of community things, but then it just becomes tough when they go and do this charitable thing and make somebody's dream come true or meet, you know what I mean, someone sick and on their deathbed or whatever, and then they actually become friends and go out their way on the regular to support these people and help them through their fight. So it's just hard to see something like that happen, man.
Yeah, because, like, even with, like, your friends, like, you go to your friend's house and they all got kids and there's that one kid, like, you get a connection with.
Yeah.
And that'd be, like, your favorite little kid or whatever.
Yeah,
so
nah,
it's probably happened like that.
Yeah, but he did his thing last night, man. You know what I'm saying? He balled out last night, and he's been balling. First Wizards player to pass 12 assists or more in 5 straight games.
Dang.
And, yeah, but we seen evolution. Like, from his rookie season, he wasn't looking too good, and then he evolved as a player a little by every year. And, you know, you could see his basketball IQ increasing, and then it's to the point where he's making people around him play better. And the Wizards been competing, so, you know what I mean? And, yeah, so they looking all right. I don't know if they're really competitive, like, in a situation where they could go to a conference finals or anything, but they're doing their thing out there.
Yeah. Who you think better, Kyrie or John Wall?
That's tough right there. That's a tough one. I don't know, man. I take John Wall right now, to be honest.
In a one-on-one?
One-on-one, you got to take Kyrie.
Oh, okay.
Because he got more like a pure shot off the dribble and everything. John Wall is a little more explosive, in my opinion, but Kyrie got the handles too. But as far as on the team, right now, you got to go with John Wall because he's dropping the baskets and he's getting the assists.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, you could say he doesn't have as good of a supporting cast as, I mean, yeah, he got a good supporting cast, but Kyrie got Kevin Love and LeBron and Varejao.
Yeah.
So they both got pretty strong supporting cast, but Kyrie got better stars or bigger stars around him, I guess you could say.
All right, I agree with that.
And his assist, Kyrie's assists are hit or miss these days, man. When he scores over 20, it seems like he can't pass the ball.
That dude put up 40 points with a half assist.
Yeah, man. People is calling him. But, yo, it's just crazy. I don't know. But so, as far as so with them two and Steph Curry right now, who you taking?
Ooh. I got to take Steph Curry, man.
Ooh. Curry with the pop, boy.
Man. The shot just too pure cocaine.
Yo, and he's getting better, man. I remember when he first came in the NBA, people was like, oh, man, Steph Curry, he should have stayed in the college another year. He came too soon. All that pause. Yo, he came to the NBA too soon and everything, and look at him now. That boy is balling.
Heck yeah. And, dang, I had that tweet. I saved that tweet. I was going to post it from ESPN.
Yeah.
I should have it on here.
What was it?
It was when it was the day he said he was gonna enter the draft.
Oh yeah.
And then ESPN had put a tweet up, and I saved it. Here it go. Is this it? No, that's not it. It's coming though. All right, here we go. Stephen Curry declared for NBA draft. This is 2,052 days ago. Stephen Curry declared for the NBA draft. Doug Golodib. This is what Doug Golodib said.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the upside of Rubio, Jennings, Flynn, Mills, or Teague. All more athletic.
And yeah, now about that.
Look today.
Right now he's arguably the best point guard in the league.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. But we're gonna get to the Warriors a little bit later and more on the NBA news. But right now, breaking news as far as today, man, the NFL, Cam Newton has a couple of lower back fractures from a car accident he had about 12:30 this afternoon. They say he got in a car accident, his truck flipped and rolled a few times on the highway. So that's tough right there. It's not like the Panthers really need him at this moment in time, but it's still tough because, you know, he is Cam Newton.
All right, so do you think he gonna sit a game out, and if they win, he'll play the next game?
Yeah, I think you gotta sit out. Lower back fractures, at this point, I don't think it's really worth it for them because it's not like they have a Super Bowl contending team.
But they have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Once they get in, man, they could be the Giants.
Nah, man, I don't see it happening, to be honest. One, they need more receivers. Two, their offensive line is late. I'm surprised the back fractures probably came from him getting lit up so many damn times because offensive line don't do their job.
You know these are the same injuries Tony Romo got right now, right?
Yeah. Oh, but Tony, bro, it seems like every year Tony Romo says he's been playing through some sort of crazy injury, dog. I don't understand. Like, they be playing good. As soon as they lose, like, one game, you'd be like, I've been playing through such and such injuries. Nah, but I remember he did get that knee to the back. Yo,
that knee to the back is serious because you see what it did to Brandon Marshall.
Yeah. He got it back. Oh, yeah. Brandon Marshall. Well, what do you got? He got ribs, right? His ribs are messed up right now, right?
And a like a punctured lung or something.
Yeah. From the rib. That's insane too.
So, any of y'all want to fight me? I'm putting them knees in the back.
Knees straight to your lower back, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just crazy though, cause the NFC South. I mean, speaking on like the Panthers, the NFC South is just pure trash right now, cause like. If the Panthers still got a chance to make the playoffs, that's insane. But I think the Falcons or the Saints are going to come out of the NFC South. But who knows? Because it just depends on the health of Julio Jones. So the Falcons definitely going to need him out there.
Man, I think they need to change it to where no team with a losing record can get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and, because the NFC is looking crazy this year.
Yeah, so it's all right. Let's say it comes down to the Eagles or the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Man, they should kick out, what is it, NFC South?
You're just saying that because you want the Cowboys to really
win. No, man, because it's true. All right, one of them teams going to be in the playoffs with like a 5-10 record. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, because this week, who played? The Panthers played the Bucks this week. All right. So the Bucks probably are going to lose, but who knows? Cause they win at random. So who the hell knows? Because those two teams, they beat the Steelers and the Bills this year, which I was shocked when they beat the Steelers. I didn't get it, but the Jets also beat the Steelers. So who knows? The Steelers do good one, they do good for it, and then they lose ridiculously to a sorry team. But the thing is like the Falcons 5-8, Saints 5-8. How could any of these teams really make the playoffs? It don't make no sense.
No
sense. You have so many teams with losing records in the NFC right now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, man, I just wish they changed that, man.
Now you got a whole division under 500. That's crazy.
And then, you know, it'd even make it worse if they get in the playoffs and get blown out by like 40 points.
Yeah.
That'd even make it worse.
Yeah, and that's another thing. But the thing is, I don't think the Panthers are not competitive at this point to, like, if they make it to the playoffs, the only reason I'd rather see one of the other teams make it is because I don't think the Panthers are competitive enough, to be honest. Like, they're going to go out there, they'll get lit up. Imagine they go out there and they have to face, like, Green Bay or something.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews is going to have Cam Newton for breakfast, dog.
Yep.
Like, that's going to be crazy. And that's why I kind of rather the Saints or the Falcons make it, because at least they could score some touchdowns, depending.
And the Saints play the Bears on Monday night, both 5-8.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Might be a good game, though, to be honest. Yo, speaking of football this week, give a huge shout-out to Johnny Football.
Ooh!
In his first start of the year.
Buddy Manziel almost bought me a shirt today.
Nah, you
with him, throwing up the money. Money sign.
Yeah, one of my coworkers, she used to work sales for the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And she was just telling me, like, we was just talking about it. And she was like, man, you should have seen it. She was like, the weekend that he got signed, she was like, Monday morning, everybody, the whole ticket sales office was in work hours early. Like, couldn't wait to get there.
Wow.
It was like the ticket sales went through the roof. It was like everybody loved Johnny Football.
Now, do you think Johnny Football should be starting?
Yeah, at this point, I do.
What do you? They're 7-6, man.
But the thing is like, they're 7-6, but where they're lacking really is on offense. I think their offense is lacking, to be honest.
Okay, now let's say Johnny Football goes in there and
change it up a little bit.
But let's say he loses out the rest of the season. What do you have to look forward
to? Tough. Yeah. But at the end of the day, man, Hoyer last game, 14 for 31 and 2 interceptions, 0 touchdowns. Exactly.
All right, this is what I would have did.
And you got Josh Gordon back, you know what I'm saying? And so you have a little bit more weapons out there. It's not – the Colts' defense is all right, but it's not like they've been playing phenomenal defense. They don't got no shutdown defense, you know what I'm saying? No shutdown secondary now.
Yeah. So, all right, who you
but
see
the – thing that confused me is, like, they benched Hoyer on week 12.
Mm-hmm.
No, on week – what was it? Week 13, let Manziel come in. He scored the touchdown or whatever. Was that week 13? Yeah, and then the following week, they went and started him. They started Hoyer again. And then now they go like, all right, we're going to stop this Hoyer nonsense and just go with Johnny Football. Like, make up your damn minds.
But even though Hoyer sucked, they still – that was the defense's fault they lost that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I think he's getting the shaft, man.
The thing is, it was the defense's fault, but – no, you can't go in a game, throw two interceptions, no touchdowns. You only passed for like 150 yards.
The defense did score all the touchdowns, too. That's funny.
Yeah, 140 yards, 14 for 31, 0 touchdown, 2 interceptions. If my quarterback did that, boy.
So you think
I really
the Bengals
can't say nothing if my quarterback did that. I got to give him the pass regardless. But he would not do such a thing.
You think the Bengals are going to beat the Browns in Cleveland this week?
Yeah, that's a pretty good chance.
So that's
because the thing is, like, Johnny Football comes in there, he's going to change the whole dynamic of the game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Even if it's, like, takes teams a couple weeks to adjust and get them figured out, but off jump, it's just going to change the dynamic of the game and how defenses are going to approach the Browns, you know what I'm saying? So it might turn out good for them. Hey, true, man, he might deserve the spot. Who knows? He hasn't played a full NFL game yet, so.
I'm going to be watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah, that's definitely a game to watch. But moving on right now is MVP talks, man. It's getting around that time where MVP talks are going around. And pretty much everybody's MVP pick right now, the public opinion is Aaron Rodgers. What you feel about MVP this year, and where you going with that?
Man, MVP, hands down, got to go to America's team, DeMarco Murray, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is having an MVP-like season, though. But that's dependent if they make the playoffs. I think it matters. You know what I mean?
Because I don't think it matters.
I believe it matters. It's just because, like, for example, for me, one of my favorite players this year is J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah, he's killing.
You know what I'm saying? He's having an MVP-like season. But the thing is like, when you're an MVP, I feel that you have to not only change change your team and how teams approach you and change the outcome of the game, but also change the outcome of your season as far as like going into the postseason and competing. You know what I'm saying? Like, J.J. Watt's been doing everything out there. What, he got like 6 touchdowns this season or something crazy like that?
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if they gave it to him, because MVP, you get a playoff, well, Super Bowl. It's just Super Bowl MVP. Yeah, Super Bowl MVP. Yeah.
And then your regular season.
Yeah, this is just regular season, so.
Yeah. But it's kind of, I mean, yeah, it makes sense, but it's just, if you really look at it, like, for the past years in all sports, it's really, because they hand it out after the playoffs have started and after the seasons, you know what I mean, after the regular season's over and everything. So usually they take that into consideration. But for me, I think J.J. Watt is up there for that.
Yeah, and you could argue Aaron Rodgers lost the MVP bid last night.
Yeah.
Not scoring in the second half. Well, he did have that one touchdown in the second half.
Yo, people were tight. I heard Twitter was going crazy because when he took the knee at the end of the game, there was an extra second on the clock, like the play clock. So there was an extra second, but they were gonna run the clock out anyways. So when he took the knee, it counted as like a 4-yard loss.
Oh, that happened to me before, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, the game was gonna end anyways, but it counted as a 4-yard loss. So people that had him end up losing that 0.4 or whatever points it is, and people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes down to it in fantasy, but they can't complain anyways, because I'm sure he's been saving people's ass the last few weeks.
Man, I was sweating in fantasy. Who was it? I think I had put Romo in. He took 4 straight knees, and I was just watching my point. I was only beating this dude by like 0.80. And every time he took a knee, man, it was just dropping. One more knee, and I would have lost. I was so scared.
That's crazy.
And it's the playoffs, man. You can't be. Peyton Manning gave me 2 points, and I lost by .. Julio almost saved me, but he kept going out the game. I just needed one more touchdown.
Man, I'm tight. One of my fantasy league that I won last year, I ended up in 9th place this year. And I really got 2 people to blame for that. And one goes by the name of Jimmy Graham, and the other one goes by the name of Megatron.
Dang, you had them both, too.
Yep, took them high. Took them as number 1 and 2, because everybody's going running back. So I was like, yo, I'm going to switch it up. Boom. Because I was late. I was a late pick. So everybody's taking running backs. DeMarco Murray, LeSean McCoy, Jamal Charles. I'm like, man, you know what? I was like, let me switch it up. I'm going Megatron and Jimmy Graham. I'm like, that's 20 fantasy points a game. Hell nah.
Dang.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, these wild cards is looking crazy right now, though, in the NFL, man. So, who do you think is going to make it? Because you have, all right, which is a big game this week, is Eagles versus Cowboys. You know what I mean? Both 9-4. Winner takes the lead for that wild card spot. What do you think the outcome is going to be?
Man, I'll keep it real. We had the game if Sanchez was playing, but I heard they switching it up and they putting Foles back in.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know that.
I heard they done. I don't know if it's true.
Sanchez doing his thing, though.
Man, Sanchez do his thing when it's not against a good defense.
Yeah.
So,
but Sanchez, he's better than he's doing for the Jets.
Yeah.
But I say Rex Ryan the problem over there.
If they put Foles back in, man, we lost that game.
Yeah, you think so?
Yep.
But because of passing, or you think y'all run defense need to step it up?
Because I felt like we had more footage and stuff on Sanchez, and we could have attacked him differently. Now they throwing Foles back in there. We ain't got that upper hand, and they're going to pick us apart again.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. Man, I'm telling you, man, these AFCs looking tough right now. You got Ravens at 8-5. With the Steelers at 8-5, the Bengals 8-4-1. So who you think? I think 2 of them is gonna get in there, but who do you feel is gonna get in there? Like,
I think it's gonna be the Bengals and Ravens, because the Steelers, man, they just wishy washy.
Yeah, that's what I feel. But the thing is, they have the all around game, especially on offense. Like, you got Roethlisberger, he's hard to tackle. Freaking Big Ben. Then you got Le'Veon Bell, which went off last week. It was crazy. but he's been running his ass off. And then you got Antonio Brown, you know what I mean? Arguably the number one receiver in the league this season, but somehow they just losing to some scrub teams.
Yeah, and that's going to bite them, man. I think this week they might lose.
Ravens looking decent, but, man, I think Bengals. I'd rather see the Bengals than the Ravens, though.
But I don't want to see the Bengals because every year they go out the first round.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true. Chiefs in the hunt. They've been doing their thing.
Oh, man, they shouldn't have lost the dang. The Raiders.
Yeah. That was crazy. I'm like, yo, how do you lose to the Raiders?
Did the 49ers lost to them? Man, I don't know.
But the 49ers, they've been, yo, I think the coach needs to get fired, to be honest.
Oh, why, though?
Because, man, like, how do you suck? Look on paper. Look at their roster.
It looks to me like, it do look like they gave up on the coach.
So you either going to get, either Kaepernick got to go or the coach got to go. Because, look, you got a running back that could run.
Mm-hmm.
You got every position. How many options do you have on offense? You could run the ball. You have Anquan Boldin and Crabtree. What's this dude? Stevie Johnson, Vernon Davis,
Boldin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so what's the problem here? And you got a quarterback that could scramble, get on the move. Your defense is not too bad. Well, not supposed to be too bad. So there has to be something going on. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Something like that, I got to look at the coach.
Yeah, because I think I heard they not letting Kaepernick run.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's taking, like, his game away.
Yeah, running quarterbacks, people got – the teams got it figured out a little bit. And, too, you know what I mean? Like, defenses got it figured out a little bit. But Kaepernick, they got to let him run because look at Russell Wilson. That's the only thing – to me, Seattle's defense is looking good again. They picked it up towards, like, as the season progresses. But, bro, Russell Wilson just been running, boy.
Yeah, he saved. He saved so many drives.
Yeah, he just take off.
Yep.
Which is crazy because they're right behind the Cardinals now, which that's a tough division right now. That mm-hmm. is a tough division. And I'm surprised. Yo, Cardinals surprised me this season.
Yeah,
they surprised me because Larry Fitzgerald hasn't even been playing consistently, which is another player I had in my fantasy league that Megatron and Jimmy Graham was injured, and he's been playing. Fitzgerald had a shitty season, plus he's been hurt lately. But yeah, man, they haven't had Carson Palmer been hurt most of the season, and he's out. So, like, for Stanton to be in there and they still winning games and still pulling through, like, that's crazy to me. I did not expect that.
Yeah, that is crazy. I've been to the arena, too. That's a tough place to play, man.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, man. They can't make it because Super Bowl over there. Boy.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Did you see what the St. Louis Rams did?
Nah, what happened?
At the Washington Ball Club's game?
Nah, what happened?
For the captains at the beginning of the game, they were all the picks they got from the draft picks from Washington for RG3.
Nah.
Yeah, they had all them as the captains, all the picks they picked, all six of them.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Then they smoked them out, 24-0. Yeah,
bro, oh, my gosh. Yo, but the Redskins been doing their thing. I mean, the Rams been doing their thing. No, I said Redskins. Redskins ain't damn thing. But the Rams been doing their thing, though. Even the games they lost, like, they've been pretty competitive. But lately, I'm like, yo, what's going on with the Rams?
Yeah, they killing people now.
Mm-hmm. Even without Mr. Glass, Sam Bradford.
Yeah, they need to get a quarterback, man. Just get rid of him.
Yeah. They need a quarterback, and the Texans need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Those are two. Well, there's a lot more teams that need quarterbacks, too, but I think the Texans really need a quarterback. I think they would have been a lot better if they needed a quarterback. Speaking of Texans, dog, you saw Andre Johnson get laid out?
I didn't see it.
Oh, bro. I think, he died on the field.
Damn. was it worse than a Pacquiao knockout?
Yeah, it was about the same. You know who been getting lit up this season too? Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh yeah.
Well, he been getting laid up, but he been getting up though.
He been getting up though.
Yo, he been getting up. I don't know how, but yo, he's been having a good season too, man. You could say he's top 10 receivers this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing this thing. So what's your favorite, your best team in the league, you think, or your top two, AFC and NFC? I know we had this discussion in the beginning of the year. Yo, my Super Bowl prediction might stay the same, bro. Nah, it changed. It got to change. I lied.
Dude, this season is so kamikaze. I can't even say there's a clear-cut best team in the league.
Because at the beginning of the season, my pick was the Patriots and Seahawks. I'm going to have to change this to Patriots and Green Bay right now.
Man. I gotta go with Green Bay, and I gotta stick with Denver, man.
Oh, you gonna do it like that?
Just cause
the Patriots blew them out?
Yeah, man. Cause I just feel like if they get everybody back, by the time the playoffs start, you can't touch them.
Who? But when they played the Patriots, they had everybody, dog.
When they played the Patriots, what, 2 weeks ago?
Nah. After them, we played.
Oh yeah, you're right.
We had a tough schedule. People sleeping on the Patriots schedule, man. Because after them, we played the Colts, then we played the Lions, then we played Green Bay, then we played the Chargers.
Oh yeah, that's right. I still gotta go with Denver, man. Because when Peyton's on, he just got more weapons than Brady.
Yo, man, I think people sleeping on our defense, bro.
I'm sleeping on it.
Pass rush is not really there, but our secondary, Patriots secondary, looking. Revis looking like the best corner in the league right now. Except for that one play that Jordy Nelson. He broke jaw. Man, I was so tight. Yo. But the thing is, the time was running down. So I think he expected that Jordy Nelson was going to cut to the sideline. So he played him for the sideline. Jordy Nelson just cut up the middle for like a 50-yard touchdown. Boy, I was tight. Mm. But other than that, man, Revis been shut down.
Yeah, man, I still don't think y'all got enough for some reason, man.
What you mean? You could probably think that on offense. I could say that we need a little bit more on offense.
That's a smart move when y'all picked up. Oh boy, what's his name? Sorry, who got cut and y'all scooped him up again?
LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, that was a good pickup.
Yeah, nah, he's a monster, son.
Yeah, that dude.
Pittsburgh, they have Bell too, so they really didn't need him. But yeah, he's a monster. That was smart by picking them back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, but, yeah, man. So, as far as running backs, there hasn't been... I could say it's pretty easy to say that DeMarco Murray is the best running back in the league this year. But wide receivers, that's up there, man. Top five receivers this year? What's going on with that? You got Antonio Brown that came out of nowhere. I don't think nobody expected for him to have a breakout season like this, boy. Well, not really breakout season. He's been doing his thing, but... He's been doing his thing.
Y'all sleeping on Bryant though.
Who, Dez?
No, Bryant for Pittsburgh.
Oh, Martavis Bryant. Yeah.
He came in late, but he killing.
Yeah, he's killing. He's killing too. But I don't know. I can't put him top five right there. But because you got like T.Y. Hilton's been doing his thing.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Yeah, T.Y. Brandon Marshall's been hurt. A.J. Green's been hurt. Megatron's been hurt.
I gotta go Dez number one receiver, bro.
he has potential to be the number one receiver.
Who better than Dez right now?
Who's better than Dez?
Yeah.
As far as what?
Receiving right now. There's not nobody.
Jordy Nelson?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jordy Nelson is a monster. How is this dude open? Dude, this dude, he don't just be open. He be wide open.
Yo, I don't know how. Yo, his cuts are crazy.
But all right, I got to go.
Somehow, Julio Jones got the most receiving yards in the NFL. And I didn't even see that coming.
Yeah, I ain't either. I still can't put him. All right, I got to go. Jordy Nelson, one. Dez Bryant, two.
You think Dez? How about, all right, Demaryius Thomas?
Oh, okay. I forgot about him, too.
You forgetting about everybody.
No, I'm putting Demaryius Thomas third.
All right, Jeremy Maclin.
Man, he ain't really doing much this year.
What?
I put Calvin Benjamin over Jeremy Maclin.
Nah.
Yeah.
Look, Jeremy Macklin's over 1,100 yards and... How many touchdowns he got so far this season? He got 10 touchdowns. He's number four with touchdown receptions.
Who's number one?
It's top 10. Jordy Nelson.
Dez, too?
Nope. Nah, Julius Thomas is number two. And he's been hurt. So he got his touchdowns like weeks ago.
About a week ago.
And then Antonio Brown 3, Jeremy Maclin 4, Demaryius 5, and Dez number 6.
What?
But you got to give Dez props, though, because he don't got, like, people like Dez Bryant, Jeremy Maclin, they don't have much help around them, so you got to give them props. Like, Jordy Nelson, he got help around him that require attention, plus he got Aaron Rodgers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So, that's why I give Dez, because you got...
Dez is fighting for every reception.
Yeah. Cole Beasley did his thing last week. Before that, what was it? Terrence Williams did his thing for a couple weeks, but there's nobody really consistent that's been holding it down over there.
ODB, too, man.
Oh, dog. And, that's what I was going to say, too. The rookie receivers this season looking dangerous.
Yep.
Looking, rookie receivers is looking better than ever, I'll be honest.
Calvin Benjamin, ODB, even though he came in late.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we would have got him. If we would have got ODB to help Dez, ooh-hoo.
How about Mike Evans from the Bucks?
I ain't really been watching the Bucks.
He's been doing his thing. He won almost 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Dang, it's been a lot. Man, the rookie class, this got to be one of the top rookie class receivers.
Nah, absolutely. In a while. In a while, because I haven't seen... I'm looking at these dudes like, yo, this is crazy.
You got Watkins in Buffalo.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got receivers out here. They out here. But that's good, though, because it's been a while since we had, like, a large group of receivers. It's been usually dominant. But this year, you have, like... You know what I mean? There's a large group of receivers out there.
What happened to your boy from Missouri?
Who?
Wasn't his initials ODB, too? Dorius Green, no. OD something. Remember the big tall? He like 6'6 or 6'7?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but I don't even know what happened to him.
Man, that clown.
Yo, but and then so you got DeMarco is the best running back right now, which speaking of running backs, you know, well, I say number two is Marshawn Lynch, but you know who's really let everybody down this year?
Let me see. Let everybody down. Running back.
Shady.
Oh, yeah. Too busy juggling models.
Yeah. don't act like DeMarco ain't out here juggling too, though. Mr. Spray Tan.
Spray Tan. I would tell females to put me in their phone at the spray tan.
Yo, spray tan. That shit is crazy. We gonna get to that later on, though. All right. We gonna move to tight end. You got tight. Straight up, Gronk is the best tight end in the league, dog.
All right, hold up.
Him and Julius Thomas was doing the thing, but Julius Thomas has a lot more help around him. Gronk is just him and Edelman pretty much.
Okay, Gronk is the best tight end in the league. Completely healthy. All right, the best numbers in tight end in the league is Gronk right now. But I still got to give it to Jimmy Graham, completely healthy.
Over Gronk?
Yes.
Nah,
as the best tight end in the league.
I don't see it.
So you telling me Jimmy Graham with Brady wouldn't put up better numbers than Gronk?
Nah, I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
He's more athletic and everything.
It doesn't matter. You can't tackle Gronk. Gronk just be running dudes over. Yo. Gronkenstein, dog. Gronkenstein. He's like Frankenstein, a fast Frankenstein out there.
But you can't throw it anywhere for Gronk, though. If Jimmy Graham will go get that ball anywhere.
Yeah, he's a little more athletic when it comes to jumping and stuff, but Gronk don't have to jump. And then you throw it. The thing is, DBs and linebackers can't reach around Gronk to block the ball when it's in front of him.
Man, Gronk is a beast, but I still can't say he's the best in the league. I can say he's the best right now.
My fantasy, he ain't do a damn thing.
He was hurt, man.
He ain't do a damn thing this year.
Yeah, but Gronk, man, I don't know why I passed on that dude. Dude tricked me.
Oh, you passed on him?
Yeah.
Oh, because he was hurt, though.
Yeah, I took Jimmy Graham, man. What a clown.
Yeah, I did too. Don't worry about it. And I'm a Patriots fan. But I really don't like picking players for my team, though, because it's just too stressful.
Yeah,
my heart, my blood pressure can't take all that. Fantasy and real life, watching my team now, my heart can't take all that.
Oh, we forgot to talk about your boy, about getting reinstated.
Who? Josh Gordon?
No, the wife beater.
Oh, Ray Rice?
Yeah.
Oh, why you got to put it like that, man? It was a one-time thing. You said wife beater like he does it all the time.
Hey, we don't know, man.
Nah, man, you know what? I feel he deserved to get reinstated because the NFL totally fumbled that situation. They should have just took it, been 100 with it, but they was over here giving a run around to when I seen the video. I never seen the video. He told me the truth. He never told me the truth. We ain't know what happened. They just they overreacted once the public seen the video, and they try to throw their hands up like, oh nah, we didn't know nothing about this. You know what I'm saying? To try to clean themselves up. So they had to reinstate him.
I think they should have made him sweat though, at least the rest of the season.
Yeah, but the thing is they couldn't because once it went to the jury and all or whatever, once they took it to the appeal, they had to just make the decision right then and there. But the thing is, I mean, it's not like he got it's not like a team picked him up yet. I don't think a team's gonna pick him up till at least next season.
I heard Minnesota and the Saints and
Minnesota calls him. But that AP's coming back though.
He won't go back there. They cut him.
Yeah, that's true too.
He going to Dallas.
Wow, y'all got DeMarco.
And we're gonna have AP with that line. We're gonna be running them back to back. Who gonna stop us now, ho boy?
Y'all gotta worry about a receiver because Dez look like he about to leave. Unless AP could run routes and catch the ball.
No, man, Dez gonna get his money, man.
Yeah, of course. But I don't know if he's gonna get it in Dallas. That's what I'm saying.
he gonna get it, man. Jerry Jones ain't that crazy.
Yo, but why was Jerry hating that he signed with The Rock?
Man, because he didn't want him around that element, man.
Nah, he didn't want him to be like, yo, cut that check. He seen what happened with Robinson Cano. Robinson Cano went to the Mariners because they cut that check. So he's like, oh, man. He said, Rock Nation ain't playing. He seen what KD did to Nike. Made them sweat. They had to cut that check.
Cut that check.
Rock Nation getting them. Yeah, Rock Nation getting them that check.
Cut Jerry that check.
Jerry Jones going to have to cut that check if he want that. Yo, where you think if Dez leaves Dallas, where you think Dez should go? Because I got a theory.
If he left Dallas, I want him to go to the Patriots.
That's where I want. That's what I want. But the thing is, Kraft don't like cutting that check either. Patriots have a long history of not cutting that check.
And y'all probably wouldn't. Y'all ain't the team to handle Dez. Y'all like the Spurs of the NFL.
Belichick can handle him. If anybody can handle a player, it's Belichick. Belichick is straightening somebody out real fast. You ain't see Jonas Gray? He had that 200-yard game, 4 touchdowns. He only ran 1 snap since then.
Dang. Why you do that boy like that?
He showed up late to practice the Friday after.
Oh, he already trying to act Hollywood.
Yeah, after that game, he showed up late to practice that Friday. He only played 1 snap this past week. A whole 2 weeks went by. Belichick ain't put him in the game.
Dang.
Yeah, Belichick don't be playing, and Kraft don't be playing. Nah, my thing is, man, I think if Dez, I mean, I would love for him to go to the Patriots because I think Tom Brady will have, I think with Dez and Gronk out there and Edelman, that would be a complete offense again. With Blunt, I think that would be a complete offense. But if Patriots don't want to cut that check and the Cowboys don't, I think he should go to the Chargers.
No, man. No, you just go to the Chargers to die.
Nah, man. Look. Phillip Rivers ain't scared to let it fly, right? Their defense is decent. Well, their defense is pretty good. If Ryan Matthews could stay healthy, they got a running game. And they got Oliver and these dudes that catch those little dump passes and take off. But they don't really have an elite receiver. They're doing all this. They're in the wild card race and everything. And they're doing all this with no real elite receivers.
They're like a boring team that's always there, that always gets put out at the end.
Yeah, I know that, but I think Dez could change it because Keenan Allen right now and Malcolm Floyd, those are Phillip Rivers' number one and two options. They're not really a number one and two option. Well, I take Malcolm Floyd as a number two option, but or Keenan Allen, but they're not a number one option.
They had a number one, though. They had a big receiver, and he left.
Because Revis shut, Keenan Allen down, boy. He had one reception last week.
No, I don't want Dez to go there. I'd rather see him go to the Eagles than go to the Chargers.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be bad, but the Eagles just inconsistent, man.
Oh, you know who we're going to get to help Dez and keep him there? DeSean Jackson.
You think so?
Because he's having problems in the Washington.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with DeSean, man. They teams just don't want him, even with his talent.
And we take knuckleheads.
Yeah.
We embrace it.
Yeah, because y'all know y'all could get the public. Jerry Jones just want the publicity. Speaking of publicity, man, a lot of publicity has been going on with everything that's been going on around the country with Mike Brown and Eric Gardner and all these other situations with police brutality and everything. Speaking of NFL, the St. Louis Rams, their players came out the week before after the Mike Brown decision. It was about, what, 5 or 6 of them, and they came out at the beginning of the game with their hands up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Signifying to stop, don't shoot. And the police association was trying to get the NFL to fine them or penalize them and everything like that. But I'm glad the NFL and the St. Louis Rams stood behind them and said, nah, they have their freedom of speech. We're not doing nothing about it.
Yeah, when did we start hating on freedom of speech?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because they're saying that the judicial system basically found... what's that scumbag's name again?
Darren
Wilson, not guilty, couldn't indict him. So they're saying, in the midst of all the protests, them doing that is kind of a disrespect to the judicial system. And da, 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 da. So, but the judicial system is a disrespect
to the people,
everybody, yeah, to all the citizens across the country, because mm-hmm. that is crazy. Even worse is the Eric Gardner situation, because that was on camera from start to finish.
Yeah.
So everybody's seen that. Homie was outside trying to break up a fight in his own neighborhood that he lived in his whole life. And the cops came, told him, we seen you out here. We arrested you from selling Lucy's out here before. Tackled him on camera. One, the cop jumped on his back to choke him out because he was double the size of the cop. And then they tackled him to the ground. And dude just, you know what I mean? I'm sure everybody's seen the video by now.
Yeah.
But, just salute to everybody this week, man, that Derrick Rose came out a few days ago with his I Can't Breathe shirt last night. I think I commend LeBron because a lot of times it's difficult for those athletes that are so big to it's not really difficult. It's just some of them are really scared to take a stand because so much rides on their celebrity status. So, you know what I'm saying? LeBron came out with it, Darren Williams. Who else was in the picture? KG. Yeah, there was a few of them, so they went and they did their thing. So I think it's really dope that they're standing up, and you know what I mean?
We had Reggie Bush. Worried about
losing. Yeah, and not worried about losing no endorsement money and just standing up and doing what's right and putting it out there for the public and letting everybody know that we're not going to stand for that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something that's been going on. People are so shocked and everything, but it's something that's been going on forever, but it's just... certain areas of the country or certain areas that people live in, they don't see it. So a lot of people that are watching these NBA games or NFL games that are not from lower income communities, they think these events are like rare occasions. But nah, this happens all the time.
Yeah, man, that's why I had to stay off the internet, man, because it gets frustrating.
Oh man, Facebook, bro.
Yeah, Facebook. You can't.
But I seen somebody post it and I was like, damn, they're not lying. It was like Facebook, where you find out all your friends are racist.
Yeah, man. And it's so crazy. It's like, dude, I've been around you my whole life and this is how you feel?
But I got one of my best friends. He grew up in a nicer area, in the suburbs, higher income area. Mm-hmm. And he does not see a problem with any of it. And I'm like, dog.
Yeah, man. I got to the point where I'm just blocking him. I'm not taking it no more.
Yeah, and I was trying to explain to him, like, I'm like, yo, man, where we come from, like, this is normal. I'm like, dude, I was like, I come from Brockton, Mass. Like, I meet white people. I met a white couple last Saturday out in Altamont, Florida, right? Mm-hmm. Nice area, whatever. That dude had a Patriots shirt on. So I started small talk with him. So, yeah, I'm from Brockton. He's like, oh, man, I used to be a cop out there. It's crazy out there. And it's a normal reaction. Like, whenever I meet people and I tell them where I'm from, and they're familiar with it, and they're just like, oh, man. Bro, one time I met this was years ago. I met some girl. I was like, yeah, I'm from Brockton, Mass. She was like, oh, man, you're from the slums.
Dang.
I was like, what? I was like, man, you lucky I don't slash your tires. I was like, you lucky I don't feel like fitting the stereotype right now.
Jesus.
Nah, man, but I you know what I'm saying? I think it's good that, you know, all these players stood up and everything. And I hope that's not why they all ended up on the trading block this morning.
Oh, yeah, that would be crazy.
Nah, that's not it. But the Nets did announce that Brook Lopez, Darren Williams, and Joe Johnson, that's a combination of about $300 million right there, is now open for trades.
Man, that's still going to be bad, man, forever.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I couldn't understand. I don't know why they gave Joe Johnson that much money. I would have never, like, Darren Williams at that point where they offered him that much money, I understood it. Because Darren Williams in Utah was balling. Like, Darren Williams was doing his thing. He was, him and CP3 were arguably the top 2 point guards in the NBA. Mm-hmm. At that point in time. So I'm like, okay, cool. But Joe Johnson, even in Atlanta, like, Atlanta had Al Horford, Joe Johnson, Josh Smith, Jeff Teague, all these players, and they couldn't do their thing. So why are you going to give Joe Johnson a $100 million contract to go beat? You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
So they're all on a trading block. And I really don't see nothing wrong with it because they all been playing like crap for the past couple seasons. Darren Williams is so inconsistent. Joe Johnson is inconsistent. So they just got to rebuild. But I think they should have traded them one by one and try to get some pieces. I don't think you just go send them all off at the same time.
Oh, they try to do a package?
Nah, it's not a package, but they put them all on the trading block at the same time.
I bet you Orlando take Lopez.
Yeah, that would be good for them. But then they're going to lose some of their young talent.
Mm.
They'll send off, like, Oladipo.
Oh, nah, they can't do that.
Nah, they can't. They can't. But, nah, yeah, I remember when Orlando wanted Darren Williams when Dwight was here so they could play together, but that didn't end up working out. He went to New Jersey. I mean, to the Brooklyn Nets. But that's going to be tough. It looks like New York might end up being the best team in the city. not as of right now, but if they get rid of all of them.
Yeah, I hope New York never wins anything.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. They looking terrible. They looking worse and worse. The only reason Derek Fisher ain't fired yet is because Phil Jackson.
Yeah, and you know they got those the team they got, the players, those are the type of players that give up on a season real quick.
Oh yeah. Who I think something came out. Phil Jackson said that they have a losing mentality, right?
Oh yeah. That was crazy.
Well, it's not even the first half of the season. How you already have a losing mentality?
But I told people that Zid Master stuff didn't work, man. It was the talent on that court.
Well, listen. Speaking of $100 million contracts, that damn contract that they gave Amari Stoudemire was a waste.
Oh, man. That was the worst.
Waste of money. And J.R. Smith out there blowing trees, smashing strippers in New York.
Man, that dude. I don't see how anybody pays this dude.
Yo. That is crazy. You got to have the right coach to take him serious. And then you got, Melo's Melo, but Melo used to be one of my favorite players. But one, I stopped liking him when he went to the Knicks. So I don't fuck with the Knicks. But number two, it's like, yo, you got to make your team. You got to round up your team and get their minds right. Like,
yeah,
you got to be a leader. You're one of the top scorers in the NBA. You're an elite player in this league. Like, you got to be able to get your team together. Like, yo, wake up.
I bet you Melo one of them dudes. He the first one to leave after practice.
Yeah.
Like, he already got his...
Help me out there. Fuck
yeah. He got his bags packed. He already out the door.
Yo, Lala, pull the car around back.
Yo, Melo at the Bulls. That would have been crazy.
Oh, he regressing now.
Dang. And I was just in Chicago.
What was it? Extra $25 million that he took to stay in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have went out to the Bulls.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, you was in Chicago for that huge game.
Oh, man, it was great, man. I loved it.
How was that atmosphere?
It's crazy in there because I used to be around, like, a real fan base.
Yeah.
Because, you know, out here, we
don't give you much vibe.
Yeah, so, man, it was, especially when Rose hit that shot.
Yeah.
To send a double OT, it was electric in there, man.
How electric was it when he airballed the other one?
Yo, he just took that whole wind out the whole stadium, man. But, yo, I didn't know Asians got that wild. I've never seen Asians that crazy.
Asian? Oh, there's a lot of Asians out there at the game, at the Bulls games?
Yeah, they was right behind us, like, wilding out. I thought it was some drunk white people. Because I was like, yo, because every time I go to a game, I got, like, the one crazy white dude to sit behind me and go off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, that's them. Then old girl was like, no, they Asian. I turned around like, whoa, where y'all come from?
Oh, yeah, we seen you out there. Hold on. You thought we was going to just slide right past it. We seen you out there in the Chi-Town. Uh-huh. We seen you on the Instagram over there. On me and my homie. went to the Chi-Town, going on dates to watch Derrick Rose. We seen you with your own little Rose sitting right next to you.
He said your own little Rose. Oh, yeah, you're a fool.
Man, we seen you out there in Chicago, man.
Ah, yeah, man, you know.
Yeah, taking pictures in front of the MJ statue.
Hey, I was trying to jump and hang off of the statue.
Was MJ the only one with the legs spread?
It's too wild. Oh, I can't breathe now. Power rankings.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, man. Yo, you heard about your boy T-Mac?
Yeah, man, this dude, I'm better than half the league.
Yeah, bench that nigga.
Man, yeah, bitch, your knees ain't better than yourself, your other knee.
He played a total of 30 seconds when the Spurs went to the finals against the Heat. He's better than half the league.
How old is he, about 39?
Oh, no, he's 30 too damn old.
Man, I don't think nobody gonna pick him up.
Nah, man. He should just go work in the executive office somewhere, like, chill, bro.
Yeah, or I pick up Iverson before I'd pick up.
Nah, you wildin'.
You don't think Iverson got something left?
Huh?
You don't think Iverson got anything left?
Nah.
Come on, man. He still looked 23.
On the court. He's dressing like he 23. He's gonna look like he 23 on the court.
He still got his braids, right?
Oh, no. His do-rag's still too tight.
Man, let's get Iverson back out there to help the Sixers, not man. Fine. The Sixers 0-19 now? 20?
Oh, man. That's nah, they won a game.
What?
Who'd they beat? The Lakers or something like that, right?
Oh, I didn't even see it. I didn't know that.
They won a game about a week ago.
Dang, congratulations.
Yeah, they won a game. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now because I was shocked. Everybody was shocked, actually. Oh, they 2-18. They won two games.
Uh-oh. They might go to the finals.
Oh, no. They beat the Timberwolves and the Pistons.
Wow. Man, the Pistons was doing good for a second.
Nah, Pistons are washed. They're 3-18. What you mean? They was good? A real... They was doing good for exactly a second.
Oh, my bad. Yo, the Mavs is tough.
Yeah. Yo, Monte Ellis.
Oh, he's a beast, man.
Out here.
And who else was killing it? Your boy Devin Harris?
Yeah, he's been doing his thing. Yo, so speaking of the NBA power rankings, man, right now, they got Warriors at number one. Rockets are up there, Grizzlies are up there, the Spurs, Mavericks. That whole division is looking crazy, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? You got your Trailblazers, Clippers been bought. Blake Griffin sent his with the game winning shot. I think it was the first game winning shot of his career.
What?
Yeah, was it last night? Last night he did his thing, first game winning shot of his career, and in overtime. Yeah,
Raptors up by 14 on Cleveland right now, third quarter.
Yo, speaking of that Raptor, but yeah, speaking real quick, Blake Griffin, yeah, he dropped 45 points.
Dang.
Yeah, 45 points, hit the game winning shot over the Suns. But yeah, man, Raptors is another one.
Yeah, they balling.
Yeah, I was watching them play yesterday, and I was like, yo, Raptors balling.
I still got to put Spurs number one, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Who you got second?
I might have to say I like the Warriors right now. The Warriors are probably my favorite team to watch right now.
And they ain't even got Lee back yet.
Nope.
All right, third, I got to go with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Because they just so deep, man. Even they second team could be a starting five for, like, the Sixers.
Rockets? I mean, the Rockets got some injuries or whatever, but how you feel about the Rockets?
Man, I don't like their team.
They're
16
and 4, but I don't think any team that has Dwight Howard is a championship-contending team.
Yeah, they're not mentally tough.
Yeah. They don't seem like they're all the way gelled.
Yeah, so they... Oh, I haven't watched no games since the Thunder got your boys back.
Westbrook and...
Yeah, Westbrook and Durant. Have they been doing good with them back?
They're playing right now. They're up 19-15 on Milwaukee. Westbrook, who did he dunk on last week? Bro, he did... Yo, I forgot who it was. It was insane. I was just like, yo, this dude just doesn't stop. But the thing is, I think they should trade Westbrook.
What?
Yeah.
You can't.
I think they should keep Durant. I don't see them winning the championship with both of them. Like, Westbrook needs to run his own team, and Durant needs to run his own team. I think Reggie Jackson there with Durant is pretty good. Like, I don't think you need that much of an explosive point guard with Durant there.
Nah, man. You got to have
because
Westbrook.
I feel they need a little bit better big man. I think Kendrick Perkins and Serge Ibaka is not going to do it.
What?
They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They need more scoring because more better all around team. That's just my personal opinion though. I think they could get a lot for Westbrook and they could help build a better all around team.
So what if your boy would? What if Harden would have never left? You think they'd be won a title by now?
Yeah, I think so. I think they should have kept him.
Bro, that would have been so sick. Playing. That would have been so sick. Oh my god! Dang, I wanted to see that so bad, man. I was like, please pay him, please pay him.
Even if they didn't pay him, they should have just let that contract ride.
Yeah.
Because what did they get for him? Kevin Martin and who else?
What? A couple draft picks or something?
Yeah, it wasn't nothing really serious.
Dang. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and now they don't have a good enough team. Like, you got Anthony Morrow coming off the bench, Jeremy Lamb. You know what I mean? Like, I think they need a lot more. It seems like every season that goes by is just becoming, like, more and more of Westbrook and Durant by themselves.
I think if they would have did what Dallas did and picked up them bench players,
yeah,
they would have been good. Because them dudes is going for cheap.
Yeah, they need bench players. Dallas is... bro, and imagine Dallas would have been able to get... what's this dude? Didn't they offer Gordon Hayward a contract?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
No, or was it the Rockets? But the Jazz matched it, so he couldn't go nowhere. But Dallas is looking good. Dallas looking good out there.
Your boy balling, too.
Who?
From here. The short dude, point guard.
Oh, Jameer Nelson.
Yeah, Jameer Nelson balling too.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody was saying he was the worst point guard in the NBA when he was here. I think he just didn't want to be here no more after Dwight left, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to be like, yo, get me out of here. But it took a while. Orlando was riding with him for a minute. They did not want to let him go.
Heck no. So what's this about Rondo bench during the Celtics comeback?
Yeah, last night, man, Celtics were down by like 23 in the fourth. So he went to the bench, and the bench started coming back, and he just rolled the bench. They just kept him out. When game went into overtime and everything, Celtics lost in overtime, but they just kept him on the bench, and they asked him about it, and he was like, look, man. He's like, I wanted to be out there just as bad as everybody else, but he was like, you know, he goes, the bench was out there. They brought the game back. He goes, I'm not going to go out there and mess up the momentum. And, you know what I mean, for my selfish reasons. So he was like, I had to let them stay out there and ride and come back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's a lot of talk right now, man. I don't know what's going to happen with Rondo.
I don't see nothing they could do.
Yeah. Because they could get a lot for him, but at that, like, there's so many role players in Boston right now that it's hard to really move around. But I love Jared Sullinger. Jeff Green's doing his thing this season, but Sullinger's my guy. Yo, how about Anthony Davis?
Oh, man. Monster. Bully.
We say best big man in the league?
Yep.
Yeah, he's holding it down, son. Unibrows out. I'm about to get my unibrow popping. About to draw one in.
Oh, that's who. Hey, y'all need to give the Thunder. Oh boy, what's the big dude name who used to play out here? Brandon Bass.
Oh, Brandon Bass. Yeah.
If the Thunder could get Brandon Bass out there with Ibaka, it's game over.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Brandon Bass be doing his thing, man. I like Brandon Bass.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of Brandon Bass, man. Chill. Not right now. Not right now. But he's getting up there in age, though. So it wouldn't be bad to try to get something for him.
Yep.
Yeah, man. All right, we're going to jump to Major League Baseball. You got the Rays owner, Sternberg. He said that if there's no new stadium, he won't move the team out of the area, but he's going to sell it to a new owner that would move it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Tampa Bay Rays might lose their team, man. I think somebody should buy that and bring it to Orlando.
Yeah, because that stadium is in a horrible spot. It's just too far out.
Yeah, man. And it's just like they've been there. They were competitive years ago, maybe like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, but they just fell back off the map.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on with that, man. And you got Lester out here. Crazy bidding war for John Lester. So I want him to go back to the Red Sox, but they talking about his contract about to be $150 to $170 million. Yeah, so that's going to be crazy. They're talking about the Cubs are looking at him, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Red Sox. So it's crazy. So speaking of baseball, man, like through the years, the viewership been dropping. At least, in my opinion, you don't have no young kids really growing up talking about wanting to watch some baseball like back in the days. But these dudes are still getting paid more and more.
They moving coke in baseball.
They moving base?
Yeah, man. Still moving base.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I don't know what's going on over there. But they getting money. But that shit is insane. I don't know what's going on in baseball.
Yeah. So they don't have salary caps?
Nah. Dang. At all. And then, we haven't been on here for a while, but the MLB, the World Series was pretty dope this year, though.
Yeah,
I think a lot of viewers tuned in for that this year.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. And shout out to another sport that's not really watched in America. It's soccer, the MLS. LA Galaxy won on Sunday. They beat the New England Revolution in the MLS Cup. Landon Donovan retired as a champion.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? He's been doing his thing, even though America, USA did him dirty and didn't call him to play in the last World Cup. But, yeah, man, he just retired a champion, so that's dope.
So how's the Orlando team going?
We're doing good, you know what I'm saying? We're still building. We just signed three new players this morning right after. And then we got the expansion draft between Orlando City and NYCFC tomorrow, actually. So tomorrow afternoon, there's an expansion draft going on. Basically, how that works is every team in the MLS now is able to protect their top 11 players, I believe it is.
Uh-huh.
So then every other player that they don't protect is up for grabs. So NYCFC and Orlando City are the two expansion teams, so they get to go out there and basically look at who they want and pull from any team from the MLS from their unprotected players.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's good, man, because Orlando City got Kaká, which is one of the biggest soccer players ever in the world.
Kaká.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. He's and then NYCFC got David Villa, which is one of the biggest soccer players from Spain. And Lampard, which is another huge world-known soccer player. So, it's going to be real good. And Orlando, we're getting our own stadium in 2016, blocks away from the Amway.
Mm.
And NYCFC is actually going to be playing at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, word.
Yeah, and then they're going to redo the old Yankee Stadium, and it's going to be their own soccer-specific stadium.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's going to be... So, the MLS is growing, man. Shout out to Mia Hamm and your boy Magic Johnson, they actually announced a couple weeks ago that LA is getting a second MLS team, LAFC, in 2017.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so it's a growing sport. Atlanta's getting their own MLS team, and Miami's working on it. But allegedly right now with the MLS, they really want cities to make soccer-specific stadiums to allow them to get a team in their town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're really trying to build a sport. So it's actually number three in the country as far as attendees. I think behind MLS and MLB possibly. Mm. I think it has more higher attendance rate than the NBA as far as games. Oh, breaking news. Jadeveon Clowney missing. He's going to miss 9 months.
Man, what'd he do now?
Microfracture knee surgery.
Come on, man. Yep. That's who we benching this week.
That, I mean, not by choice. He's benched for 9 months. That's tough on the Texans right there.
Man, he ain't been nothing but trouble, man.
Yeah, he's been getting hurt. That's tough, man.
Looking like a bust.
Yo, you seen entertainment news? Your boy LeBron, they giving him a hard time.
Yeah, man, come on. They find anything to complain about.
Yeah, because he put his arm. You can't put your arm around royalty because he put his arm around Kate Middleton. They're going crazy, boy.
Yeah, and if it's such a big deal, where were her bodyguards at?
Because he came out the game sweaty, armpits, everything.
Hey, you know, like when you're a little kid, when you rub him on the head, he should have did that to her. Hey, Kate.
Oh, man. Yo, man, the internet's broke. Because it was when they met Jay-Z and Beyonce, the internet was going crazy. Some more royalty meets royalty.
They do it too much.
Like Jay-Z ain't from the block.
You know what I'm saying? They got the block out there with the Royale.
Yeah. Nah, the media's always going. These days, man, you can't even do nothing, boy. The media goes 0 to 100 over everything.
Yep.
Everything. Speaking of 0 to 100, your boy Diddy gave Drake the fade, boy.
Yeah, they said Drake ran.
They say he dislocated his shoulder and bounced. But they said it was, they're saying it's over the 0 to 100 beat. I guess Boy Wonder sent it to both of them. And I don't know what happened in between there. But, you know, we all know where 0 to 100 went straight to the top of the charts.
Yeah.
So I guess Diddy was like, hey, man, don't try me again. No, don't try me no more, you fuck nigga.
Like, man, you know what era I came from? We used to run up in the labels with the Gats, the Whopper.
Nah, and that's true, man. Because, you know, the music industry's soft, so you got to have like an OG like Diddy.
Yeah.
He shot him the three piece.
I heard his video.
Oh, they got a video? I hope so.
But I think somebody holding out, like.
Diddy said, take that.
Yeah, take that. Take that three piece.
During Art Basel weekend.
Dang.
It was out there looking at art and sculptures and all type, and Diddy shot the fade. Yo, that's crazy, though. That's hilarious.
And then we got Drake creeping with Kamikaze while Breezy was in jail.
Man, her name's not Kamikaze.
Dude, Kabuki, Quantum Fighter.
Nah, man. Quasimodo. Kawasaki. Bro, they done called her every name in the book besides her name.
What is her real name? Kaboom?
Karuche.
Damn. Oh, her mom set her up for failure.
I mean, she didn't really fail that much because she...
I mean, she looked good, but I changed my name to Kelly. Yo.
Oh, what? Man.
Yo, like, we back to this industry, man. It's so fake, man.
Yo, yeah, nah, it is, man. But this boy Chris Brown be wildin', man.
Yeah, he do.
This dude don't know how to bite his tongue. Anything happen, he goes straight to the internet.
Straight to the internet,
straight
dude.
To the gram.
How you got that much money writing Leah 4-page letters, man?
Yo, this dude, he doesn't care though. Like, he just doesn't learn his lesson. Like, he always just goes straight back to it. Because he knows, though. He know he just got to go out there and dance a little bit and sing a song, and everybody going to love him again.
Yep. Oh, we forgot about Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's yeah, it is true. Actually, he went off on Twitter. Yo, funniest thing though, because I was actually on Twitter when it happened that day. So he went off talking about the labels holding him hostage, whatever. So it goes back to Tyga, what happened a couple months ago. He said the same thing, that he wanted off the label because the label was holding him hostage, whatever, whatever. But, you know, it's not too many people that mess with Tyga like that as far as the public. He got his fan base, but, you know, so the internet took to clowning him right away. But once Lil Wayne said, everybody's like, hold up. Yeah, so people were like, oh, it's a rumor, whatever, whatever. And then he took to the stage. Oh. And he actually said it at his next performance. He performed for Power 106 in L.A. They actually had a show, like Chris Brown performed, Lil Wayne, bunch of artists. And he actually said it, like, yeah, man, I love y'all for fans. I'm doing this for y'all. You know what I mean? I'm going to get this thing situated and get Carter 5 released.
Wow.
Yeah, so not only is Chris Brown and Karrueche broke up, Lil Wayne and Baby breaking up.
I would like to know, like, a number figure, how much money they robbed Lil Wayne of over all these years, you know.
Oh, man, biggest troll of the year, though. Y'all didn't see Pusha T going off when it happened? Oh, man, Pusha T was going at them. Pusha T was dying laughing, bro. Pusha T had beef with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when the whole beef was going on, Pusha T was clowning, like, what was the shit he said? Because he was arguing, beefing with them, and he was like, you signed to one nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, right when that happened, Pusha T didn't waste no time.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, Pusha T didn't waste no time. He's like, he added Lil Wayne right when Lil Wayne said on Twitter. He's like, if you want to drop albums and don't want your CEO rubbing their hands together all in your music videos, come to Good Music.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was having a ball.
Oh, he was dying with it. Going crazy. He was like, yo, I never lied to the people. How about Trinidad James wrote, said, I feel you, Wayne. I feel you.
No, he's I feel bad for Trinidad James, man.
Yeah, man, ain't nobody worried about Trinidad James' album.
He never got his teeth fixed, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he's a rat, bro. But he, it's sad what happened, though, because everybody was messing with him, and he just told us right after he made them comments, it was out the window.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you seen Jay-Z gave the stank face when LeBron hit that fadeaway shot on the Boy, LeBron was trapped. He kept going on his pivot, and he just said, fuck it, fade away, let it fly. Dang. Shit went right in.
LeBron and, always stunt when Hov is in the building.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yo, that's big homie. Yo, Jay-Z had the ill face. He looked like Beyonce farted right next to him. Yo, let me not talk about Beyonce, man. I don't want the beehive attacking me or nothing like
that. Oh, yeah, they'll get at you.
Oh, man. You have to change your address and all that. Change your phone number and everything.
You gotta change your government.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, but speaking of Jay-Z, Roc Nation just did their they just announced today that they got their first boxing card set for January 9th at Madison Square Garden. So that's big, man. Speaking, like we said earlier, Dez Bryant, Kevin Durant, they got Sue from the Lions. Oh. Who else they got? They got Geno Smith, but he don't count.
Why they got Geno Smith?
They signed him before he came into the league.
Oh, they got to drop him.
Yeah.
Cano.
Yeah, they got Cano. They got Sky Diggins.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they had her. They need to get Maya Moore while they playing.
Yeah.
Didn't they try to get a soccer player?
Possibly. They was talking about something, but they got yeah, and they just announced that I don't remember his exact role, but Sean Pekka's, I believe he might have been like vice president of Def Jam or something like that. He actually leaving the music industry and he's going to work for Roc Nation Sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're not playing over there, man. They're really doing their thing. So that's big for them to announce their actually first boxing card. You know what I mean? So, but they have a lot more players. They have a pretty good roster. Or they got Victor Cruz.
Yeah, Victor Cruz.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Victor Cruz since he got hurt.
I bet you they get ODB.
They should. Yo, the ODB's a monster, bro.
And speaking of entertainment, we had some CDs drop.
Yeah, it's a good day for music.
J. Cole,
was it 2014 Forest Hill Drive? Uh-huh. Dope album.
Ghostface.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that yet, though.
36,
I haven't listened to that, but I did see that AZ is on like five of 14 of the tracks. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Don't he got like 25 tracks on that joint?
Nah, it's 15.
it's on iTunes. It's 25 tracks.
Oh, I don't know.
And he got a threw an instrumental on there too.
My version is called 36 Seasons. Yeah, on Spotify it says 14 tracks.
Yeah, man, you gotta check out the iTunes joint.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you had album. Prime.
Oh yeah, the Prime with Royce da 5'9" and DJ Premier. That's supposed to be dope. But I want to make sure I'm sitting down somewhere when I listen to that. And last week Wu-Tang dropped A Better Tomorrow.
Yes, I gotta see. I have to buy all the Wu-Tang albums. So.
Yeah, no, those all worth for purchase. And next week, YG 400, he's dropping a soundtrack in a movie next week, which should be pretty good. He kind of went off too because he didn't get Grammy nominated, which I think is right because he had one of the best albums of the year. So
Grammy nominated though.
Yeah, I think for hip hop, I think he's up there. But you know, like Iggy Azalea gonna win that joint anyways.
She better not win that.
She's the Macklemore of 2014. She gonna get that. Bro, every song she came out with been on top of the charts. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing her. IGGY, goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye. We got the number one draft pick.
Yeah, who that is?
Nia Rota. You can check her out on her Instagram is NIERODHA. She's calls herself the real life Pocahontas.
Oh yeah,
She's I think she's out of the UK, and I pushed play on one of her videos. She was talking, and I almost melted into the floor.
This guy said melted.
Melted into the. I'd be like, yo, just talk to me. Get mad at me and yell at me for about an hour.
This dude said melted. Why she got a nice little English accent?
Yes, yes.
Oh man, I gotta check her out then.
Yeah, so y'all check her out and
I'll be Captain John Smith out here.
I should put that on one of her posts.
Oh, and she a J. Cole fan. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's
bumping that Cole girl. Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, buddy. How do you do?
Send her a mic, have her as a special guest.
Hey, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah. So, yeah, man. You got anything else for the people?
Nah. I'm about to send her a DM, tell her to save my number on the spray tan.
You're stupid.
I'm like, yo, baby, save my number on the spray tan.
Yeah, you can contact us. We forgot the email login, so hit us on Twitter at The Timeout Show, Instagram, The Timeout Show, or Facebook, facebook.com/The Timeout Show. You can hit me on Twitter at Emerge City.
I'm at Marv_LS on Twitter and Instagram.
And yeah, man, as soon as Julio and Lex get the mics, you know, we want to keep it all crispy and professional for you guys.
Yes, sir. And just stay tuned, man. This is the first episode, so we have plenty more to come. We have a lot more to add. Every week, we're going to pick a special number one draft pick. And our main thing that we do here since it's a timeout show, we bench somebody. So this week, the bench that nigga is Drake and your boy T-Mac.
Well, they sit side by side. Yeah. Somebody get the water bottle
on the end of the bench. But Drake got a sling on his arm. T-Mac got ice packs on his knees.
And don't give him a towel. Give him a napkin.
Yeah, man. So we'll be back next week. We're going to keep it going for y'all. We're going to keep it consistent every week. Like you said, follow us at The Timeout Show. So stay tuned, man.
Yeah, yeah. And we out.
Peace.
Peace.